Good morning.
各位早。
It's great to see you all.
高兴在这儿看到这么多人。
Such a beautiful morning.
今天早实在是太美了，对不对？
We're very grateful to be together with you.
我们非常感恩我们能够一起的在这里。
You know, I was just looking at what's been happening recently in Silicon Valley with some of the big name companies.
我看到一下最近矽谷有很多大的公司有一些新的消息。
A lot of changes.
有很大的改变。
Right, Yahoo's CEO is changed.
Jerry Yan, Yahoo 的大老板现在换了。
Google missed their earnings, which is a big news for us.
Google 上一期竟然没有赚钱，你相信吗？
And then Facebook is getting IPO.
Facebook 马上就要上榜了，等于上
this
上市了。
是啊，上榜。Maybe 也上榜。So life is really has a lot of roller coasters rides.
事实上，人生有一点像那个飞车一样，上上下下的。
And our lives are like that too.
我们的人生也差不多是这个样。
And if you made a videotape of all of your life.
如果可以把你的一生做成录影带的话
There will be parts that are really kind of cool. You want to replay it again.
我想有一些部分你就觉得很棒，会一直想再多看几次。
You know, part, very proud moments like weddings and graduations and moments of great success.
让你觉得非常骄傲的时刻，你结婚的时候，你毕业的时候，你很成功的时候。
But there will probably be a few pieces where you want to fast forward.
但可能有一些部分你也希望能够把它跳过去。
If you could, you would erase it.
甚至能够把它给删掉。
Not your best moments.
因为那不是你最好的时刻。
So today we're going to look at a passage in the life of one of the great prophets of the Old Testament.
今天我们会花一点时间看到旧约讲到一个最伟大的先知。
It probably appeared this moment that he wished never happened.
可能我们今天要谈的这一刻是他希望从来没有发生过的一刻。
Not one of his great moments.
并不是他最辉煌的时刻。
But I'm glad it's recorded.
但是神却让人忠实地把它记录了下来。
Because it really tells us a lot about this journey we are on, this spiritual journey.
因为他的这个故事可以帮助我们每一个人的属灵历程。
So let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
请大家翻到列王记上第十九章。
1 Kings chapter 19 verses 1 to 18.
列王记上第十九章第一到第十八节。
Is there a slide? We don't actually have it on a slide, but maybe I'll ask Lily to read for us. It's pretty long.
我会为大家念出来。亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别，耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说，明日约在这个时候，若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。以利亚见着光景就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日了的路程，来到了一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使拍他说：起来吃吧。他观看，见头旁有一瓶水和炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。耶和华的使者第二次来拍他说：来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力走了四十昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。耶和华的话临到他说：以利亚，你在这里做什么？他说：我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们也要寻索我的命。耶和华说：你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中。风后有地震，耶和华却不在其中。地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中。火后有微小的声音。以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说：以利亚，你在这里做什么？他说：我为万军之耶和华神大 发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。耶和华对他说，你回去，从旷野往大马色去，到那里就要高哈薛做亚兰王，又高宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高亚伯米和拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。将来躲避哈薛之刀的必被耶户所杀，躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀，但我在以色列人中为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
So this is a passage about a very famous prophet.
这一段经文是讲到一个历史上非常有名的先知。
You know, it's to me one of the most vivid and touching moments in all scripture.
对我而言，在整个的圣经中，这是一个非常显明、非常一个震撼我心的一个故事。
Because it seems to tell us a lot about what happens when we experience success and failure in life.
因为这段经文告诉我们，我们的人生碰到了成功跟碰到失败的时候，怎么样的来应对。
And also how God deals with us in our moments of weakness.
而且神在我们软弱的时候怎么样的对待我们。
I just hope that this passage will be encouragement to you this morning.
我希望今天早上这一段经文能够带给你鼓励。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Oh, it's good to be in your house.
主啊，在你的家中真好。
It's good to be with your people.
跟你的子民在一起真是好。
As you open...Your words to us.
当你将你的话语向我们打开的时候
，I pray you will open our hearts.
恳求你让我们的心也能被打开。
And you would speak to each of us.
然后对我们在这里每一个人说话。
At our point of need today, in Jesus' name.
当我们把我们的需要带到你面前的时候，主，求你向我们说话，奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Amen.Okay, so this passage is about Elijah.
这段经文是关于以利亚。
Approximately what time did Elijah live?
大家知道不知道以利亚是什么时代的人？历史上。
历史上。So how many years ago?
你想到多少年以前？就
差不多。It's B.C. right?
亚是主前。
It's about 800 to 900 years B.C.
它是主前800到900年的时候。
But 860 B.C. at this point. 对，
在这个时候是主前867年。
So approximately, yeah. So,
大概。
You remember that the nation of Israel was at its peak under King Solomon.
在那个时候，以色列最辉煌的时候是所罗门王的时候。
And after Solomon, you remember that the nation was divided into two, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
你知道，在所罗门之后，这个国就分成了两个。谢谢。Thank you. That's a lot better. Thank you. 就这个以色列国就分为两半，一个南国，一个北国。
The northern kingdom is called Israel.
北国叫做以色列。
Southern is called Judah.
南国叫犹大。
Remember, there were a whole series of kings in both of these nations.
你知道北国跟南国都有很多的王。
There were actually 20 kings in the North Kingdom, and they were all bad.
北国有20个王，每一个王都是坏的王。
The Southern Kingdom had a few decent kings and lasted longer.
那南国呢？它的历史比较长久，它有一些好的王。
So Elijah, he's one of the prophets who served God in the Northern Kingdom.
以利亚是一个在北国来服侍神的一个先知。
At the time of Elijah, the king that was reigning was called Ahab.
在以利亚时代，那个以色列的国王叫做Ahab.
Ahab was the eighth king of Israel.
亚叫做I suddenly forgot his name. 亚哈亚，谢谢亚。他那个时候是以色列的王。
Now he is not a good cookie.
他不是一个好人。
You know, he was one of the worst, in fact, the Bible says.
事实上，圣经说他是一个很坏的王。
What's worse is he married a woman who made him look good.
最可怕的就是他娶了一个恶女，使得相形之下他好像还不错。
Jezebel, 相形之下不错。So Jezebel, his wife was, you know, daughter of the king of Tidon, and so she was a foreigner.
他的太太名字叫耶洗别，耶洗别是一个外国的一个公主，然后是所以亚哈跟他结婚了。
Right. And when Elijah first appeared on the scene,
当以利亚突然一下出现，好像在历史上跳出来。
We don't know much about him.
我们对于他事实上个人的资料并不太多。
There's a little bit of information suggests his father in Israel. This sounds like his father was a Levite and his mother was a non-Jew.
那个记载不太多，但可能他的爸爸好像是一个利未人，但他的妈妈好像是一个外邦人。
When he showed up, it was first showing up in chapter 17 of 1 Kings.
当圣经第一次提到他的时候，是在列王记上第十七章第一节。
And I'll just ask Lily to read this for you.
基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说：“我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，不下雨。
Mm. ”嗯 ，So he shows up. His name means I. Basically, the Lord is my God.
这个以利亚是什么意思呢？以利亚就是神是我的王。
And he shows up before the king, and he challenges this bad king.
所以他就到了这个亚哈这个坏的王面前，然后就给他提出了一个挑战。
He says, "You know, it's 3 years. There will be no rain on this land until I say so."
他说，除非我祷告的话，这个时候天就不会下雨。
Yeah, and you know, so after he said this. Jezebel, the queen, tried to kill him.
在他说了这句话以后，亚哈王的太太耶洗别就想要把他给杀了。
The Bible says she promoted the cult of Baal in Israel, and she persecuted all the prophets.
圣经告诉我们说，耶洗别把他自己国家那个拜巴利的这个教带进了以色列，然后凡是耶和华的先知，他都要杀。
She couldn't find Elijah because God sent him off to hide in a little brook east of Jordan, just a little northeast of the land of Israel.
他但是他找不到以色列，为什么神把以利亚把他送到约旦河的东边，在那边躲起来了。
You probably can't see it, but it's kind of up that way.
你可能找不到，就是在约旦河的东边，另外一边。
So he hid there.
他躲在那儿。
And he was fed by ravens.
在那个时候，有乌鸦叼食物来给他吃。
Yeah, you may remember that when the water dried up.
你可能记得，就是小溪的干了以后
，God sent him to another place called Zarephath.
神把他送到另外一个地方叫 Zarephath.
There was a widow who fed him.
然后在那边有一个寡妇在供养他。
And you remember when the widow's son fell ill and died, he raised the boy back to life.
可能你记得，当这个供养他的这个寡妇的儿子病了死了以后，他使得这个儿子从死里复活。
So here's a picture of an entire nation that ran away from God.
所以你在这里看到一个国家，整个的国家都远离了耶和华。
And headed by a king, a prophet who is supposed to represent the people, but he was AWOL.
但是这个国王，这个国王自己应该是来代表神的这个却做了一个逃兵 ，Ahab 逃兵。你是说 Ahab right？
Yeah. So, but God raises this one man.
但是神却兴起了这么一个人
，send him away，
把他送到另外一个地方去。
He had no palace, no soldier, nothing. He was fed by birds, and then he was fed by a poor widow.
没有任何一个兵，没有任何一个人来供养他，而是一个乌鸦在供养他。后来是一个寡妇在供养他。
And God confronts this king with this.This little guy.
神却使用了这一个人来向这个亚哈王做出挑战。
And for 3 years, there was no rain.
3年的时间，以色列都没有下雨。
And then Elijah shows up again.
然后以利亚又突然又出现了。
In chapter 18.
在第十八章的时候。
After 3 years of exile, Elijah returns from hiding and confronts the king.
过了三年在外面的流浪，以利亚回到了以色列，然后向亚哈王提出了这个挑战。
Verse 18, chapter 18, God sent him to present himself to Ahab.
神就告诉他说，你要到亚哈王的面前。
At that time, the famine was severe.
在那个时候，整个以色列都有很多饥荒。
Yeah, and then when they met each other, the king says, "Oh, is that you, you troubler of Israel?"
当那个王看到他的时候，就是你啊，原来你这个讨厌鬼。
This is verse 16.
第十六节的时候 ，Yeah.
He saw Elijah. He says, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?"
就是你这个把灾害临到以色列的人。
Elijah says, hey, wait a minute, it's you and your family that troubled Israel.
以利亚就说, 哎, 这个灾害不是因为我来, 而是因为你跟你的家。
And he challenged the prophets of Baal to this duel.
他就向巴利的先知提出了这一个挑战。
Yeah, at a place called Mount Carmel.
在那个挑战的地点呢, 就是加密山。
Yeah, you probably recall this very dramatic duel.
可能大家都记得哦, 这一个征战。
You know, the rules of the duel were laid out in chapter 18, verses 22 to 24.
这个竞争在圣经上22到24节告诉我们很清楚。
Basically, he challenged these 450 prophets of Baal.
就是巴利那个神呢,他那个假神有450个先知。
He invited them all to Mount Carmel.
他把他们全部都邀请到了加密山去。And
he said, okay, there will be two bulls, we'll slaughter two bulls.
他说呀, 我们现在宰两条牛,
and we'll put two stacks of firewood.
然后在下面都加上柴,
but we don't put any fire.
但是我们没有一个人点火。
And then he says basically, the God who answers by fire, he is God.
如果你祷告你的那个神从天上降火的话, 我就承认他是真的神。
That everybody agreed.
所以大家都同意了这个挑战的。
And the prophets of Baal first started.
巴利的先知先开始,
from morning till noon till evening.
从早上到中午一直到晚上,
they shouted, they chanted, they whipped themselves, lashed themselves, but nothing happened.
他们又哭又喊又叫, 甚至鞭打自己, 结果没有火降下来。
And then it was Elijah's turn.
然后就轮到了以利亚。
You remember that he built an altar.
你记不记得他建了, 重筑了这个神的坛。
He dug a trench.
然后他在旁边挖了一个沟。
Prepared the sacrifice.
就预备好他的祭物。
Doused it with water three times.
他先让仆人把水浇在这些祭物材上, 浇了三次。
And then he prayed.
然后他就祷告。
And the fire of the Lord fell upon that offering.
然后神就使火从天上降下来。
And all the people got very excited.
所有的看的人都变得非常的兴奋。
They shouted in verse 39.
然后在第39节的时候, 这个样说,
the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
耶和华是神, 耶和华是神。
And then they seized the prophets.
然后他们就抓住了巴利的先知,
killed them all.
就把他们全杀了。
And then remember, Elijah prayed for rain.
记不记得, 然后以利亚就祈求下雨。
And then this heavy rain came.
然后很大的雨就降下来。
Even more than that.
甚至, 更多的还是,
when Ahab was going back to the capital.
当亚哈王要回到他的首都的时候,
almost 20 miles away.
那个首都大概是离加密山20里。
Verse 46 says, the Lord's power came upon Elijah.
第46节告诉我们说, 耶和华的灵降在以利亚身上, 他就束上腰, 奔在亚哈前头, 直到耶斯列的城门。
Well, you know, there's Mount Carmel. Carmel is right next to the ocean, just like our Carmel.
在这里大家肯定可以看到加密山就是在海的旁边, 有点像我们这边的Carmel.
Must be a very nice view.
我想那里的风景大概不错。
And where is the capital of Jezreel?
你知道耶斯列在哪里?
Right there, right?
哎呀, 耶斯列离那个加密山大概,
the distance is just a little over 20 miles or so along the river.
他们俩中间的距离大概是有20里。
So he outraced the chariot, made it back to the capital before the king.
所以以利亚跑, 甚至跑在马车的前头, 然后就跑到了耶斯列。
So this was a pretty good day at the office, right?
所以对于以利亚而言, 是很辉煌的一天。
He called for fire and fire came.
他求火火就降下。
He called for wind and he called for rain and it came.
他求雨雨就降下。
And then he raced the chariot all the way home.
然后他一跑, 甚至跑在马车的前面。
Then comes chapter 19.
然后第19章就出现了。
Which is what we just read.
这就是我们刚刚读的。
This is a big dramatic change of scenery.
你发现好像整个的180度大转变。
Yeah, we don't know what Elijah was expecting to see when he went to Jezreel.
我们不知道他到了耶斯利,以利亚到了耶斯利, 他指望看到什么。
But whatever it was, it didn't happen.
无论他指望什么, 我们好像感觉到那个没有发生。
Verse 2, Jezebel sent a message to Elijah.
第二节, 耶洗别给了以利亚一个信息。
Yeah, and she said,
他说, 明日约在这个时候, 我若不使你的性命, 那些人的性命一样, 愿神明重重地降罚于我。
Yeah, so she says, I'm gonna take care of you.
所以他就威胁了他，他就说，你等着瞧。
So suddenly Elijah became afraid.
啊，这里就讲到以利亚就害怕了。
He ran for his life.
他就逃命了。
逃命了 ，and 他逃命 pretty far.
他逃得蛮远的。
The Bible says he 一直逃到Beersheba.
圣经告诉我们，他从耶斯列一直逃到Beersheba, 别是吧。
That's about 80 miles or so south.
差不多有八十里路。
Yeah, and there in verse 4 it says he was exhausted and he laid down beneath a broom tree.
第四节告诉我们说他非常的疲劳，然后他倒在一棵罗藤树下。
And he asked God to take his life.
他就在那儿求死。
You know, we learn a lot from Elijah's weakness.
事实上从以利亚的软弱我们可以学到很多东西。
Why was he afraid?
到底他怕什么？
Yesterday he was bravely facing the king and 450 prophets. This is strange. Today he laid exhausted and he wants to die.
昨天他英勇地面对了亚哈王跟450个巴利先知，今天竟然这么软弱倒在那儿求死。
It seems unthinkable, unbelievable.
我们觉得这简直不可思议。
But really, it happens.
但是这个发生了。
This is, he seems like in his life there's this power outage.
在这个时候好像他所有的能力都离开他了。
Yeah, yesterday was great power at his disposal.
昨天有这么大的力量，要什么有什么。
Suddenly today he lost confidence in that power.
今天对于那个力量却一点信心也没有。
He tried his power. Maybe he prayed that the fire come on Jezebel. Didn't happen.
也许他祷告了，也许他祷告说火啊降下来把那个 Jezebel 给杀了。
Don't know.
不知道。
But suddenly there's this great sense of failure.
但突然在这一刻他觉得他自己很失败。
He's not sure what he can do and not sure what where he should be.
他也不知道自己能做什么，也不知道自己该往哪儿去。
Maybe, you know, there were some unfulfilled expectations.
可能他有一些期望，结果这个期望没有出现。
He waited 3 years to confront Ahab.
他等了三年的时间来挑战亚哈王。
Maybe he counted all those days.
可能每一天他都把它记下来。
Maybe he was so sure there would be a revival in the country.
可能他以为在这一次挑战以后整个以色列就要复兴起来。
Nothing happened.
但是好像什么事也没有。
Now Mount Carmel is over.
加密山已经过去了。
The country is still under the control of Jezebel and Ahab.
这个国家还是亚哈跟也许别在那儿控制着。
So all these illusions of grandeur became this fear of humiliation.
他以前幻想的辉煌，今天就变得非常的枯干，非常的失败。
And Ahab didn't cave in.
亚哈并没有因此而向他低头。
And the people didn't repent.
而以色列人民并没有因此而悔改。
And Jezebel.
而这个耶洗别呢？
Jezebel says double or nothing.
而耶洗别不但没有被吓住，反而反过来更强烈。
Yeah, things didn't happen the way he expected.
所以我想，这一些发生的事情不是他所想象的。
And his confidence was badly shaken.
所以他的信心这时候有很大的摇动。
I wonder if in your faith journey there has been times like that.
我不知道在你的属灵旅程里，你有没有碰到过这样的时刻。
I've been a Christian now almost 30 years.
我自己基督徒已经差不多三十年了。
But there certainly have been moments that would have been kind of more like Mount Carmel.
是有一些时刻可能是像加密山上的时刻。
But there are other times when it just seemed like there was a power outage.
但有一些其他的时刻，我觉得好像就好像所有的能力都离我而去。
When I was sure God was going to turn left, and He turned right.
当我确定神要往左转，神竟然往右转。
And it started to cause us to question our relationship with Him.
在那一刻，我们自己就会怀疑我们与神的关系。
You get a sense of insecurity.
因为觉得不安全。
Maybe, we don't doubt God's ability to save us.
可能我们并不是怀疑神有能力来拯救或帮助。
We're no longer confident that He was willing.
但我们感觉到是他可能不愿意来帮助我们。
Suddenly, there's this realization.
突然我们认识到
Those bad things can happen to good people.
你知道好人身上也可能发生坏的事情。
Maybe Elijah remember, hey, there were other prophets who were put to death.
可能以利亚这一刻突然想到说其他耶和华的先知不也被杀了吗？
And those were good men.
哇，那些人是好人哦。
So suddenly Jezebel's threat seemed very real.
所以耶洗别的那一个威胁对他而言此刻好像很真实。
Especially troubling is the silence from God.
尤其让他心里难过的是，神好像对他沉默不语。
God loves me, but is he noticing me at this moment?
我知道神爱我，但此刻神真的有在看着我吗？
I'm so tired.
我好累哦。
I'm exhausted.
我真的是精疲力竭。
If he's watching me, how could he let this go on?
如果他真的是在关怀着我，他怎么可以允许这样的事情发生？
God seems so far away.
在此刻，神好像很遥远。
And we end up being very disappointed.
而且他变得非常失望。
In yourself.
对自己。
In others.
对别人。
In God.
对神。
And this is the state of Elijah under the broom tree.
在罗藤树下的以利亚就是这个样的一个形象。
Yeah, so he asked to have his life taken away.
所以甚至他求死，不要活了。
I think part of his sense of failure was so made so much worse because of his recent success.
我想他此刻觉得特别的失败，可能是因为最近的成功有一个相对，让他更有这个感觉。
Right, Timothy Keller. You guys know Timothy Keller?
大家有听说过一个叫 Timothy Keller？
He's a pastor of the Redeemer Church in New York City.
他是纽约的一个Redeemer Church 的一个牧师。
He's a very good pastor, and his sermons are on the web. There's a webcast. I like listening to them.
他讲的信息非常的好。如果你 search podcast 的话，你可以找到他。
He also wrote a very good book called The Reason for God.
他也写了一个很好的书，叫做 The Reason for God. 我知道他。翻译成中文了。
It is a very good book, especially if you give it to your seeker friends. It's a very seeker friendly book.
他是一个人专门就是在那个慕道友特别合适看这本书。
Right. He once had a message called Two Great Tests.
他有一次讲了一个信息，题目叫做两个大的试验。
He said there are two situations in our lives when our experience it gives us either a great spiritual danger or great spiritual opportunity.
他说我们人生会碰到两种情况，一方面可能是会带给我们属灵的失败，而同时也可能给我们属灵的机会。
机会 ，right? And one of those is times of success and prosperity.
其中有一个就是当你很成功、一切顺利的时候。
The other is during times of suffering, failure, and adversity.
第二个就是当你遇到困难，你在受苦，你失败的时候。
Either when everything is going your way or nothing is going your way.
也就是说，完全顺利的时候跟一点儿也不顺利的时候。
He said there's nothing more spiritually dangerous than prosperity.
你知道，一切顺利又丰盛，可能是属灵上最大的危机。
But there's nothing more spiritually dangerous than adversity either.
但是当你有困难的时候，有困境的时候，可能是你属灵上最大的危机。
Because these experiences bring out the stuff in our hearts.
因为在这两个情况之下，会把我们心里的情况把它显明出来。
Things that maybe you don't even know was there.
其实有一些东西你甚至不知道都在里面的，都会露出来。
You didn't even believe or expect. If someone told you that's inside you, you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't believe them.
如果有别人告诉你说这种东西在你里面，可能你都不能相信。
And you know, I think it's entirely true.
我觉得这是真的。
Yeah. Think about what happens when you're successful.
你想一想，当你在成功得意的时候。
You know, it's very subtle.
事实上，这个改变可能是不太明显。
But you start taking credit for the success.
但你渐渐的就觉得这个成功是归于你。
You know, somebody says brilliant, really brilliant.
有些人说，哎呀，这实在是太棒了。
And you say no, no, no.
啊，你就说，哎呀，没有，没有，没有，没有。
But inside you say, yeah.
但你的心里却说，嗯，讲得不错。
And you say, yeah, I am pretty smart.
你说，呀，我，我这个人啊，是有点聪明。
Yeah, you know, here in Silicon Valley, people start businesses and make a lot of money.
在西谷有很多人开始自己的事业，赚了很多钱。
You make a ton of money doing this one thing.
你赚了很多钱是因为你会做这么一件事情。
And you're an expert on this one thing.
所以你是这个小事情的一个专家。
But you start thinking, oh, I'm pretty good at everything.
然后你渐渐就觉得你什么事你都是专家。
We see this in China. You know, the people who made a lot of money, then they have to want to manage their own money. They do a terrible job because they won't trust anyone else with it.
你知道，在中国有时候有热情，有一个人做什么事赚了很多的钱， 但是他也要管自己的钱，因为他没有办法信任别人。
They lose a bunch of it because.
结果因为他的这个管理的能力不够啊。
So they think they know a lot about everything.
可能有一些人在一点点事情成功，就会觉得自己什么事都很行。
They know more about plumbing than their plumber.
现在他们的修水工人来，他觉得自己比那修水工人知道的还要多。
They know more about psychology than their psychologist.
他觉得比心理学家对于心理的认识还要更清楚。
Of course, they know more about theology than their pastor.
他们对于圣经的知识当然要比他的牧师知道的还多。
In behavioral economics, we call this self-attribution bias.
在行为经济学上，我们这个叫做自我的一种偏见。
自我的 attribution bias. So, what does it mean? It means that, you know, this happens in the stock market a lot.
事实上，在股票市场上常常发生这种事情。
If someone you buy a stock and it goes up, it's because you're smart.
你买了股票，股票上去了，你看我多聪明。
But if it goes down, it's because bad luck.
但是如果股票下去，你说，哎，是我运气不好。
Yeah, and actually, it impedes someone from learning from their past.
事实上，因为这种心态，使得我们不容易从我们的错误中学习一些新的东西。
The Bible has a different way of describing it.
但是圣经有另外一个方法来形容这个情况。
The Bible says the fool is wise in their own. The fools are wise in their own eyes.
圣经告诉我们，愚蠢的人在他自己的眼中还觉得自己很聪明。
You know, success often brings out the worst in us.
你知道，成功常常把我们里面最丑陋的东西带出来。
You're capable of doing things that you would not otherwise do under less favorable conditions.
如果你不是这么成功，可能这些事情你也不见得去做。
There was an article recently in Atlantic Monthly which talks about how mobs get started.
有一个研究就是在 Atlantic 亚特兰大的一个报纸上。讲说就是群众心理是怎么样的
Yeah, you know, there were, in recent years, we've seen mobs in Rwanda, in Europe, in US, in LA, and recently in Egypt, in Middle East.
我们最近看到世界上有很多这种群众暴动的这种心态，在非洲也有，在欧洲也有，在埃及，甚至在美国都有。
Yeah, and when these mobs get started, they start looting, they start pillaging, they beat people, they kill, they rape.
当这些暴民在一起的时候，什么坏事都干，又偷又抢，又放火又强奸。
Yeah, and when the researchers study this, sometimes they think it's because it's mass hysteria. People just snap. They don't know what they're doing.
有一些人觉得哦，暴民在一起，大家都昏了头，然后所做的他们都不知道自己为什么要这样做。
But when they interview these people, when they study afterwards, they discover these people are not drunk. They knew what they were doing.
但他们如果真正来面试这一些报名的时候，他们发现了，就是说这些人没有醉酒，这些人清清楚楚的知道自己在做什么。
What the researchers discover is when people get into a situation, when favorable circumstances make bad consequences less significant to them, they find to their own shock that they find themselves wanting to do it.
所以研究告诉我们是什么样一个情况呢？当一个人在某一个情况之下，当他知道他做了坏事以后，也不会有什么惩罚，有什么后果的时候，很让他惊讶的时候，他就会选择去做这件坏事。
That we end up doing things that we would otherwise not do because we see people around us doing it.
我们之所以这个样做，就是因为我们看到周围的人也这样做，也没有什么后果，所以人就会选择这个样去做。
Success is a great challenge.
所以我跟你讲，成功事实上是我们人生的挑战。
Yeah, and it's very, very subtle.
而且它的不是一个很明显的一件事情。
You look at Elijah.
你看一下以利亚。
You know, why do I say his success affected his perspective?
为什么我说他的成功影响到他对他自己的看法
？Look what he says under the broom tree.
你看他在罗藤树下怎么讲。
He says, you know, I want to take my life. He said, God, he said, take my life.
他说罢了，求你取我的性命。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because I'm no better than my ancestors.
因为我不胜于我的列祖。
Who told you you're better than your ancestors?
但神从来没有说过你会比你的列祖还要强。
But to him, you know, he says, oh, I'm not the hot stuff I thought I was.
在这里，他就是以利亚，就突然说：“哦，我没有我想象中的那么棒。”
Oh, if I'm not a hot stuff, take my life.
哦，如果我没那么棒，我不要活。
And you can see later in the cave.
你可以后来看到在那个洞里。
Look what he says to God.
你看他对神怎么说
？Like verse 10.
第十节。
He says, "Go ahead."
他说：“我为耶和华万军之耶和华，耶万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要索我的命。”
Yeah, 好可怜哦。So, nobody's on your side, God, but me.
全世界没有人在你这边啊，神啊，只有我。
But I was very zealous.
但是我却这么大发热心。
I am the spiritual man.
我就是你唯一的那个属灵的仆人。
I think that affected how he thinks.
我想因为这个样子影响到以利亚的心态。
He became very disappointed in God.
所以他对神很失望。
I'm all alone, he says. No one else cares about you, God.
我就是单单的一个人，就我这么一个人。
Even the guys, all those people who saw those miracles just a few days ago, they're all gone.
那一些看了神迹的人，那些没有一个人跟着你，没有一个人全跑了。
So he asked for death.
所以他说我宁愿死吧。
You know, he didn't really want to die.
我们事实上知道他不是真的想死。
If he wanted to die, Jezebel would have taken care of it.
如果他真的想死，就留在那儿，也许别人就可以。帮他办了这事儿。
It was very easy, right?
很容易、啊。
But he ran.
但是他逃了。
But you know he's complaining, right?
但你知道他实在是在吐苦水。
吐苦水 ，exactly. So, you know, this is like this is a very unhappy boy.
他非常的不开心。
Yeah, he. It's. I think that it's a good thing God didn't listen to his prayer, right?
哦，我们要谢谢神，神没有说好吧，我就。答应了你。
I'm glad God doesn't listen to all our prayers.
在感谢神，不是听我们每一个祷告。
Because later he is going to get what received into heaven in a chariot.
因为你知道后来以利亚是神派了专门的马车过来把他接到天上。
He was only one of two people in the Bible recorded that we say he didn't taste death. He just went up.
在圣经记载了只有两个旧约有两个人没有尝到死就走了的。
But now he's so full of doubt.
但他现在满心怀疑。
But you know, it can happen so easily.
但这样的发生好像很容易就发生了。
Maybe any of us.
我们任何一个人都
可能。Maybe even this moment in your life.
甚至可能此时此刻。
And he ran.
他逃。
The way he reacted was he just kept running.
他应对这样的一个威胁，他唯一的方法就是逃。
And from Beersheba, he left his servant there. He just kept on going.
所以离开了。Beersheba, 他就别示巴，他就继续的逃。
You know how far did he go?
你知道他走了多远
？Well, that was the other map.
本来这个是刚刚那个是这一小块的放大图。
This is where he went.
你知道他跑哪儿？他跑到那里去。
He went to Mount Sinai.
他跑到西乃山去。
That's about 250 miles from Beersheba.
从别示巴那里是250里的单程。
You know, he.So Mount Sinai is also now called Mount Horeb.
西乃山另外一个名字也是何烈山。
And there he has this extraordinary experience with God.
然后在那里他有一个极深刻的一个经历。
Why did he go to Mount Horeb?
为什么他要跑到何烈山
？It's not God, the Lord's choice.
并不是神要他去何烈山。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道
？Because when he got there, God says, "What are you doing here?"
因为他到那的时候，神一看说。哎，你来这里干什么
？It's clearly a detour for him.
很明显的，这是他走的弯曲的路。
God let him go, but it's not where he was supposed to be.
神让他这样去走，但这不是他该去的地方。
But why Mount Horeb?
但为什么他要跑到何烈山
？Mount Horeb is called in verse 8 the mountain of God.
第八节告诉我们说，何烈山就是神的山。
Because that's where God appeared to Moses and gave him the Ten Commandments.
因为神在那里，就是摩西，就是在那里神给他的十诫。
In fact, the cave that he spent the night in could well be the cave that Moses was at.
事实上，以利亚所住了一夜那个洞，可能就是摩西在的那个洞。
You know, it's because Mount Horeb is the closest thing to an earthly address for God that he knows.
因为对于以利亚而言，神在神的地址应该就是何烈山。
If you want to write to Barack Obama, you write the White House.
就是如果你想写信给奥巴马总统，地址是白宫。
If you want to write to Santa Claus, you write to the North Pole.
你要写信给圣诞老人，你就要寄到北极。
And he went to look for God.
所以他就到那儿去找神了。
He wants to go pound on the door.
他要在那儿敲神的门。
What for?
为什么
？To praise him.
你想他要去赞美神吗
？To thank him.
要感谢神吗？
Of course not.
当然不是的。
He was mad at God.
他生气啊，气得不得了，找神算账去了。
Yeah. He said, you know, you left me hanging.
他说你就在那儿把我悬在那儿。
We had a deal.
我们俩不是讲好的吗？
That Jezebel woman is mean.
呀，那个耶洗别是个坏女人。
Now she's taking control of my life.
他现在竟然要逼我要。
He wants to air his grievance.
所以他就觉得心里的苦水要往外吐。
He's looking for an explanation.
他要神给他一个解释，给他一个回答。
Justice.
他要公义。
He wants to square things up.
我觉得咱们应该把事情摆平。
This is like a wounded soldier.
他是一个受了伤的兵士。
Have you ever encountered a wounded soldier?
你有没有碰到一个受伤的兵士过？
Have you ever been a wounded soldier?
你自己是不是一个受伤的兵呢？
How does God deal with wounded soldiers?
你知道一个受伤的兵，神怎么样来对待他呢？
What I see is incredible tenderness.
在我这里看到的是多么的温柔。
In contrast to Elijah's weakness, we see the tenderness of God.
在以利亚的软弱之下，我们看到神极大的怜悯跟慈爱。
God took care of his physical needs.
神先照顾了他身体上的需要。
Let him sleep.
让他睡。
And fed him with food. The angel came and fed him with food.
天使下来给他东西吃。
Twice the angel fed him.
两次这个样做。
And then he gained his strength and ran.
然后他的体力恢复了，他可以这样跑。
When he got to the cave and he spent the night.
当他到了那个洞里，然后在洞里住了一夜的时候。
God talked to him.
神向他说话。
And he said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
神跟他说的是什么？说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
Not assurance. Not I love you, Elijah.
并不说，以利亚，我爱你。
Not rebuke. Like Elijah, I'm disappointed.
也不是说，以利亚，我对你太失望了。
It's like nothing happened.
神好像什么事都没发生一样。
Oh, it's you.
他说，哦，你来了。
What are you doing here?
你在这里干什么？
And Elijah says, "Well, you know exactly what happened."
以利亚说，你清清楚楚知道为什么我现在在这里。
And he lists all the litany.
然后他就把这一套都讲出来了。
Yeah, he says, "I've been wrong."
他说，你知道错怪了我了。
You know, I risked my life for you.
我为了你把命都摆上了。
I mean, now I'm powerless against my enemies.
而现在面对我的敌人，我是一点力气、一点办法也没有。
Implicitly, he says, "God, what are you doing?"
基本上就是说，神啊，你到底在搞什么？
If I sue you, I would win.
如果我们现在去打官司的话，我赢的。
我赢的。So, I don't know if you ever felt that way.
我不知道有时候你会不会有这种感觉。
If God is the stage manager and you're the actor, you read your script and you say, "Hey, no, wait, stop. I don't like this one."
如果神是导演，你是演员的话，你演到一半，你会说，哎，我不喜欢这个剧本。
That's my, not my script.
因为这不是我喜欢的剧本。
Yeah. I don't know if you ever encountered that.
你有这种经历吗？
Then God showed him three signs.
然后神就给他了三个现象。
Three natural signs.
三个自然的现象。
God says in verse 11, "Go out, stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by."
第十一节，耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。
Yeah.
那是耶和华会从那里经过。
Yeah, then he saw this powerful wind.
然后就看到烈风大作。
Then he saw the earthquake.
崩山碎石。但是 but, 然后有地震。
And then he saw fire.
然后地震以后有火。
But behind each of those signs it says, "But the Lord was not in it."
但在这些轰轰烈烈的景况之下，神却不在里面。
And then came the small, still voice.
然后就有微小的声音。
What are you doing here, Elijah?
以利亚，你在这里做什么？
This is fascinating dialogue.
你不觉得这个对话真是让我们觉得非常的震撼吗？
It's full of symbolism.
因为在里充满了象征。
What does it mean, though? You figure it's something profound, something deep, but what does it mean?
我们觉得这是很深奥的一个东西，但有好像又有点想不通。
You remember John the Baptist?
你记得施洗约翰吗？
He was probably the closest parallel to Elijah in the New Testament.
我觉得在新约里，他可能是最类似以利亚的一个人。He
knew Jesus very well.
他对于耶稣认识得很清楚。He
was a cousin of Jesus.
他们俩是表兄弟。Remember,
the first time Jesus walked in the public ministry, he's the one who said, Behold, the Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world.
记不记得耶稣出来传道的时候，是许汉第一个说，看哪，神的羔羊，要来把人的罪挪走。But
in Luke 7, when he was in prison, he was waiting execution.
但在路加福音第七章，当他在监牢里那时候等死的时候，
he was weak.
他非常的软弱。
He was not sure.
他也不确定。
So he sent his disciples to Jesus.
所以他打发他的门徒到耶稣那里去。
He said, Are you the one?
他说，你是那一个吗？
Or should we expect someone else?
还是我们应该等候其他的人呢？
Do you remember what Jesus said?
你记不记得耶稣怎么样的回答？
He didn't say, yes, I am.
耶稣并没有说，是的，我就是弥赛亚。He
said, go back and report to John what you have seen and heard.
耶稣回答说，你们去把所看见、所听见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见、瘸子行走、长大麻风的洁净、聋子听见、死人复活、穷人有福音传给他们。Blessed
is the man who does not fall away on account of me.
凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。Blessed
is the man who does not fall away on the count.
凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。What
is he saying?
到底他在说什么？
Everyone has doubts.
每一个人都会有怀疑的时刻。The
great, great saints of our of this entire of the church.
甚至整个教会从历史到现在都有很多伟大的。 属灵的榜样，他们都怀疑过。Yeah,
you remember, right after that, Jesus turned around and said, right after John's messenger left, Jesus turned around to the crowd and talked to them about John.
是使徒约翰的门徒走了以后，耶稣转过来对众人说。And
he defended John.
然后他在那里护卫，施洗约翰。What
is he defending?
他到底在护卫他什么？
He says there's nothing wrong with being weak.
他就说软弱是没有关系的。In
fact, he says, I tell you, among these born of women, there's no one greater than John.
事实上耶稣说，我告诉你们，凡属妇人所生的，没有一个大过约翰。You
know what he's saying to Elijah?
你知道此刻神对以利亚说什么？
You know, wind, earthquake, fire, these are the modes of communication commonly associated with God.
风 火、地震，通常这些自然现象都是与神好像紧紧相关的象征。But
God didn't speak to Elijah through all these.
但神却没有借着这一些东西向以利亚说话。Instead,
the message came in this small, still voice.
相反的，神对以利亚的信息是一个微小的声音告诉他的。The
Hebrew says it came in a gentle silence.
希伯来话告诉我们说，神以沉默的叹息对以利亚说话。沉默的叹息。
What are you doing here, Elijah?
以利亚，你在这里做什么？
What is God saying?
到底神在这里说什么呢？
He says, look at the big picture.
他说，你看一下大的图画。
Look at everything that I have done in your life.
你看一下这一生我在你生命里所做的。
All that you have.
你一切所拥有的。
All that I ask you to do.
我一切要你所做的事情,
All that I have entrusted in your care.
一切我信托给你的东西,
All the gifts that I gave you.
你一切的恩赐,
All the things you have not yet done.
你一切还没有做出来的事情,
What are you doing here?
你想一想看, 此时此刻, 你为什么在这个地方?
You know, who are the heroes?
到底谁是英雄?
Who are the heroes of faith?
到底信心的英雄是谁?
Is it Elijah on Mount Carmel?
是加密山上的以利亚吗?
Is it Peter at Pentecost?
是五旬节的彼得吗?
Or is it someone who faces God in the cave and hears his whisper?
还是在洞里面寻找神，在那里听到神微小声音的人呢?
You know, recently, I was reading a book that talks about Mother Teresa, Mother Teresa's crisis of faith.
最近我看了一本书，讲到德兰修女，讲到德兰修女信心上的一个 crisis. 一个很大的一个挫折。
You know, Mother Teresa.
一个危机。
This book is called "Come Be My Light" by Mother Teresa.
Thank you for me. Thank you.
It's called "Come Be My Light" by Mother Teresa.
这一本书叫做它的名字叫做《来做我的光》，是德兰修女所写的。
Now, this was not a book that she would have published, probably.
这可能不是一个德兰修女自己想要把它印刷出来的一本书。
It was in it. It contained more than 40 communications that she wrote to her confessor, to her mentor, her spiritual mentor through her life.
这是她一辈子写了超过40封信，这个是忏悔信，是写给她的上面的一个属灵指导的一
封信。So there were different. She had different mentors, and these are all the letters that she wrote.
虽然她有各种不同的属灵指导，这是德兰修女一辈子所写的一些信件。
Yeah, over almost 50 years.
在整个50年之久这个中间，她所写的信。
And it talked about her struggle. The silence and the emptiness, she wrote, is so great that I look and I do not see. I listen and I do not hear.
她讲到说，她心灵的空虚，属灵的空虚是这个样的大。她觉得她眼睛也看不见，听也听不见，感觉感不到神的存在。
She bemoaned the dryness, the darkness, the loneliness that she was going through.
她觉得她非常心中的枯干，她的寂寞，就感觉到神，感觉不到神。
You know, in our journey,
在我们的属灵历程上，
God sometimes just talks to us in a gentle silence.
有时候神对我们说话的方法就是一个微小的声音。
We want quick fix.
有时候我们要神快快的来把事情搞定。
We want the fire, we want the wind, we want the earthquake.
我们要火，我们要风，我们要地震。
In my life, there were times like that too.
在我的人生，我也有过这个样的经历。
But you know, God talks to us.
但是神还是的的确确的向我们说话。
God looks after us, and He brings to us if this cave experience.
他带给我们的是一个这个洞的经历。
After he saw those three signs.
当以利亚看过这三个就是说这三个现象以后
，the voice said to him again, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
神再次的向他说话，再次问他：“伊利亚，你在这里做什么？”
In verse 14, Elijah replies exactly the same way.
在第十四节，伊利亚以同样二十二节，伊利亚以同样的方法来回答神。
It's exactly the same thing.
他所说的是一模一样，跟前面所说的。
But you get the feeling that something is changing in him.
但你可以感觉到，在此时伊利亚的心态改变了。
Under God's gentle interrogation.
在神非常温柔的询问以后。
Maybe the grievance doesn't seem so bad.
可能伊利亚在不再觉得自己里面这么苦读，这么悲哀了。
Something between verse 9 and 14 seemed to have happened.
第九节跟第十四节中间好像有什么事情发生了。
Maybe he suddenly realized.
可能他突然一下发现。
So I'm 250 miles from where I should be.
我离我该在的地方有250里之远。
You know, he said, what am I doing in this cave?
他突然一下意识到自己为什么会在这个洞里呢？
So, I asked you this morning.
所以今天早上我问你。
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Are you in some detour?
你是在绕弯路吗？
Are you where you should be?
你是在你该在的地方吗？
You are here, but are you there in that one place where is God's power and His provision?
你现在在这里，但你是不是在那一个神要你在的有神的力量的地方呢？
When he suddenly saw where he was.
所以我觉得以利亚一下清醒过来，知道自己在哪里的时候，
God commissioned him again.
神就再一次的把使命放在他的身上。
Verse 15 says, God said, "Go back."
然后神说你要回去。
Go back to where the way you came.
你应该回去到你该来的地方。
Go to Damascus.
你到大马色去。
That's a long way away. Damascus is way up there.
所以他又需要往回转很远。
But God didn't tell him that until he went to the cave.
神 在他去这个洞之前没有把这个使命告诉他。
You know, oftentimes we feel like our prayers are not answered.
有时候我们觉得我们的祷告神不听。
Like Mother Teresa's prayer.
就好像德兰修女的祷告。
But we should remember.
但我们应该记得的是。
You know, there was a righteous man.
有这么一个公义的人。
The most righteous of all.
最公义的。
Making the most reasonable prayer.
他做了一个最合理的一个祷告。
He said, Father, if it is possible, may this cup of suffering be taken from me.
他说，父啊，如果你愿意的话，请你把这个杯撤去。
This man with the purest heart.
这个人有最洁净的心。
Suffering the most unjust suffering.
他所经历的是最不公平的一个痛苦。
Receive silence.
他得到的神的回应却是沉默的回应。
And at the heart of the gospel.
而我们福音的中心。
Is this unanswered prayer.
就是这一个神没有回答的祷告。
And because of this unanswered prayer.
因为这一个神没有回答的祷告。
It came the hope of the world.
使得我们人类得到了盼望。
Because God knows.
因为神知道。
And at the end, we surrender it to Him.
在最后，我们要把自己降服在神的面前。
Who are the heroes of faith?
到底谁是属灵的英雄？
You won't find them in Mount Carmel.
你不会在加密山上找到。
It's not the miracle doers.
不是那个行神迹的人。
It's the people who find themselves in the cave and hear God's whisper.
而是那一些曾经到了那个洞里。听到了神微小声音的人。
I want to end by sharing with you this letter that we got recently from a sister of ours.
在最后，我想跟大家分享一封一个姐妹给我的信。
I have her permission to share this.
她允许我在这里分享。
And many of you may know this young lady. Her name is Ye Qing.
可能很多人都认识她，她叫曹叶青。
She came to the Bay Area and she was at Stanford and she became a Christian last year.
她来到斯坦福做学生，然后在这一年之间成为了基督徒。
She left late last year. She was very sad to leave.
她去年大概年九月底的时候回国了，那个时候她心里很难过。
Yeah, we were very sad to see her go too.
我们看到她离开，大家也都很难过。
Very emotional.
大家都非常激动。
We were worried about her.
我们很担忧，担心。
You know, she's and when she went back to Qingdao, she couldn't find fellowship.
当她回到青岛的时候，不是马上就能找到团契。
She had a really hard time.
她在那里真的是经历了很大的挣扎。
She wrote a lot of emails. You know, Pastor O got a bunch of them too.
牧师，我们中间很多人都跟他有很多的信件、邮件。
And around the New Year, the fellowship put together a little video. We each take a little bit of ourselves. We send it to her.
在我们新年的时候，我们的团契大家都录了一些影像，贺年然后我们就就把它放起来，然后我们就寄给了。叶青
she wrote back this email.
就叶青就回了一封 email.
She says, you know, thank you for all this. And then she says, I'm working on my thesis these days.
她非常的感谢我们给了她这个 video, 然后她告诉我们说，我现在正在写毕业论文。
I'm preparing it for defense in June.
我希望能够九月份的时候能够答辩。
That's good news, you know.
我们觉得这是好消息。
And there's lots of work that still needs to be done.
他说那还有很多很多的工作需要做。
But I'm not worried because I believe God has a plan for me.
但是我不担忧，因为我知道神对我的生命有一个计划。
She said, I had some difficulties the first couple of months.
他说我回国的前面两个月我非常的困难。
Now I realize it's because God wants me to experience Him under these circumstances.
但是他说我现在明白了，原来神是要我在一种苦难的情况之下更加的认识他。
So that I will know there is nothing in this world to compare to His love for us.
所以让我知道在整个这世界里没有比他的爱更加宝贵的。
So I will know the purpose of my life.
让我知道我生命的目的。
So I was very lucky when I was at Stanford.
我在斯坦福的时候我真的很幸运。
Actually, I regret I didn't work very hard on the Bible when I was there.
我后悔我在那儿的时候没有好好的认真。
In China, there are a lot of fellowships in need resources and support.
在中国有很多的团契，但他们好需要帮助，好需要资料。
I need to use the blessings I got there to support them.
我应该使用我在斯坦佛所得到的来祝福这些团契。
I didn't realize this at first.
我刚开始的时候没有意识到。
Then God reminded me.
然后神提醒了我。
Don't choose a fellowship as a consumer chooses a product. Serve a fellowship as you should.
不要选择一个团契像选择产品一样的，你应该找一个团契，好好的在那里服侍。
God already gave me everything.
神已经把一切都给了我。
I really should deny myself, take up the cross, and follow Him.
我真的应该否定自己，背起耶稣给我的十字架往前走。
Then she says, "Oh, hey, 程程, I like your hairstyle."
然后她说，程程，我喜欢你的发型。
And then she says, "Happy Chinese New Year."
然后她说，新年快乐。
He said, "Tell me what you'll be having for dinner on New Year's Eve."
告诉我你们年夜饭要吃什么。
We are very thankful to get this letter.
我们接到了这封信，我们心里都很感动。
It's someone who came out of the cave.
这是一个从洞里出来的人。
Who are the heroes?
到底谁是英雄？
The Bible describes the Christian life as a spiritual battle.
圣经告诉我们，基督徒的生命就是一个属灵的征战。
Ups and downs.
有上有下。
In almost every Christian walk.
而每一个基督徒他的属灵历程。
Be moments of disillusionment and disappointment.
都会有失望的一刻。
At God.
对于神失望。
At your career.
对于自己的事业。朋友。
At loved ones.
所爱的人。
And when you go through all of that.
当你经历了这一切以后。
Maybe you even say, God, take my life. I've had enough.
可能甚至都是神啊，我受够了，让我走吧。
But when you find yourself in that cave.
当你发现你自己在那个洞里面。
Maybe you'll suddenly notice that there are some footprints in the sand in that cave.
你突然会发现，在这个洞里面有其他人的脚印。
Someone else has been there before.
有别人也在这个洞里。
Elijah.
以利亚。
Peter.
彼得。
John the Baptist.
施洗约翰。
Martin Luther.
马丁路德。
Corrie Ten Boom.
Corrie Ten Boom.
Mother Teresa.
德兰修女。
Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
And you may hear God say,
你可能会听到神这样对你说
Say your name.
叫着你的名字
What are you doing here, Charles?
Charles, 你在这里做什么
And you suddenly realize you're 250 miles from where you should be.
然后你突然发现你离你该在的地方有250里之远
So you go back.
所以回去吧
Stay faithful.
继续的忠心下去
And one day, there will come a chariot.
有一天神会送一个火马车下来把你接到那里去
Let's pray.
我们来祷告
Lord, we thank you for this beautiful morning.
主我们真谢谢你给我们这么美的一个早晨
In our hearts, we may be in some cave somewhere.
我们的心可能是在某一个深渊里面
Father, we just give ourselves to you.
主，我们把自己交在你的手中。
You never forget us.
主，你永远不离弃我们，不忘记我们。
You look after us.
你照顾我们。
You take care of all of our needs.
我们所有的需要你都看顾。
Our physical needs.
我们肉体上的。
You tolerate our emotional ventings.
你也容忍我们一些心理上的一些狂喊。
We just thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
For what you have done for us on the cross.
我们感谢你在十字架上为我们所成就的。
We thank you for speaking to us.
我们谢谢你向我们说话。
We give ourselves to you again.
我们再一次的把自己交在你的手中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。阿门。